Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number three of the show happening right now. It is the Fan After Dark, Fred Davis, Blake Elliott. We got our boy Trap House Trevor in the mix. We just heard back from Coach O, and she said she is ready to line up that Oklahoma drill whenever.
I got money on Coach O.
Maybe we do it for like a bet payoff or something?
Absolutely. No, I said we're going to make it happen. I mean, she's down.
Okay. I need to start.
I have to start working out some, a little bit.
Yep.
You might
yep.
have to start doing a little do something.
She'll give you some cardio. Give me some cardio, and I'll probably be all right.
All right.
I got the mass.
Well, she's got, let's see. They've got the Kansas City game this Saturday, and then they're at the Mississippi Panthers on the 16th. And so I don't know. We'll find out from Coach O how the playoffs work after that. So once their season's over, we'll make this happen.
Another NBA news, the Pistons are up 2-0
over
the Cleveland Cavaliers. They get the 107-97 win. The Cavs had a chance to make it a game. It was a 6-point game, minute left. James Harden, turnover. Again, he ends the game with 4 turnovers. You want to guess the rest of his stat line, and then we can go to Stars Bars.
16 points.
He played 37 minutes.
16 points.
Incorrect.
Higher or lower?
I'll let you guess one more time, then I'll tell you if it's higher or lower.
The way you have that wry smile, I'm guessing that he had 12.
Lower.
8.
Higher.
9.
Higher.
11.
Lower.
10 points.
James Harden had 10 points.
And how many turnovers?
4.
I mean, James Harden just can't get out of his own way.
And
how does that? I just.
And 3 assists.
We
didn't even have more. He went 3 of 13 from the field, 0 of 4 from the line, and was a minus 15, the worst on the team.
How many? What was he from downtown?
0 of 4.
Oh, 0 for 4. Wow. I just.
Donovan Mitchell dropped 31.
I would love to know. You might as well have just kept Darius Garland.
Yep.
I honestly do not know. I was hoping that. You know,
I mean,
maybe
the Cavs went 7 of 32 from three-point land. They made 21% of their threes. Even the Pistons made more. They went 15 to 14 to 20. They shot 50%.
It needs to be studied how somebody can be as good in the regular season as James Harden and be an absolute disaster in the playoffs. I mean, this has been his career arc. It doesn't matter whether it's year 17. He's like in what, year 16 of his career?
It's been a
while. Dude, he's been in the league for a minute.
Yeah.
And has been, when you need a big game, when it's a clutch game in the playoffs, James Harden is nowhere to be found. And it was with the Rockets, it was with OKC, it was with Philly, and now we're seeing it with Cleveland.
Tobias Harris is having a better playoffs than James Harden. Jalen Green.
What's the latest on him, by the way?
Oh, with that injury?
Yeah. That's got to be a groin, right? I mean,
look at it real quick.
Man, it looked painful. That did not look good.
And then the Lakers are keeping things close right now.
Down 4. Down 4. I kind of like these jerseys, though, that OKC's rocking. The navy blue.
I love how nobody's giving Tobias Harris injury updates. I guess he wasn't hurt. I guess he just got embarrassed.
You know what? If I got crossed over like that, I'd probably hold my groin, too. I mean, it was embarrassing.
There's no tweet about his injury.
No, no one's concerned about it.
He had 21 points tonight, 0 assists.
But they won. Shout out to Cade Cunningham. He had 25 points, 7 of 14, 3 of 6 from downtown, 8 of 8 from the free throw line. He did have 5 turnovers, but he also had 10 assists. So 107-97. Jalen Duren continues to be a non-factor offensively. He's been great as far as rebounds goes. He is keeping that up. He's had 10 rebounds both games, but 8 points.
We gotta take back our cake. He didn't get crossed over. Look at this.
Oh, did he trip? What, he just fell?
Grabbed his knee. Look at
Mitchell. Oh. Yeah. But he still held his groin afterwards.
He holds his hip.
I thought he was holding his groin.
No.
Either
no.
way.
He holds his hip, but Mitchell was just being dirty and grabbed the back of his knee.
Well.
Changes the complexion of that video. I thought he got crossed over.
I mean, he got passed up. I mean, either way.
Or Tobias.
Not a good look for Tobias Harris. But like you said, he still finished with 21 points. And they got the dub.
0 assists.
And he played 37 minutes. So
same as James Harden.
I mean, hell, he's better than James Harden tonight.
I'm saying same minutes. They both played 37.
Yeah. rough go.
What a time to be James Harden. You think he's probably still happy? He makes a lot of money.
James, that's the thing. James Harden didn't care. By the way, James Harden's been in the league for, let's see, stats. He's been in the league since 2009. So, yeah, this is his 17th season. And he's a career 24-point scorer.
He's in the playoffs?
That's in the regular season. In the playoffs?
He's averaging 20, this playoffs. I think the bigger thing is his turnovers. I think he has 45 games with as the same or as many turnovers as he does field goals made. So there's been plenty, about a fourth of his games.
Yeah, he averages 3.5 turnovers a game for his career. He's averaging 5.5 right now.
25% of the playoff games James Harden has played in, he has as many field goals made as he does turnovers.
Yeah, I saw that. Was it 35 games or something like that?
45.
Was it 45 or 35?
45.
Yeah, because I know they went back and forth on it last night with Draymond and
him and Austin Reeves. That's
Charles Barkley.
Thing. What was that? Draymond tried to jab at Charles Barkley.
Yeah, he said nobody wants to be you with the Rockets at the end of their career. Draymond, I tell you what,
it's kind of a random jab.
Well, it's
and nobody laughed.
No, of course he didn't laugh because it's to act like Draymond Green is better than
Shaq can make those jokes.
Shaq can absolutely make those. Like, bro, you weren't the best player. You look. Go ahead and drink. Is Draymond Green one of the best defensive players of his generation? 100%.
And he was integral to those championships.
He absolutely was.
But it doesn't mean he was the driving force.
But let's not pretend like you won those championships because of Draymond Green.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, again, he's had a great NBA career, but to pretend like Charles Barkley was just some dude, I mean, to act like he was Kenny Smith, for crying out loud. Okay.
Charles was the dude.
Kenny Smith won two titles because he had Hakeem Olajuwon. I mean, Charles Barkley for 10 years was a monster in the National Basketball Association.
For people who didn't watch him, what would you say is his modern-day comparison? Player style-wise and maybe achievements-wise as well, if that can match up.
Man, that'd be tough. I mean, the best name that comes to mind and he wishes he could be him would be Zion. Right, like Zion, like that was kind of the comp. And think about it, Zion's 6'7". Charles Barkley's 6'4". Now, he got listed at 6'6", 6'7", but, I mean, it's well known that Charles Barkley's 6'4". And was a dog offensively and defensively. So, and, you know, by the time he got to Houston, you know, he was a shell of himself. But the thing is, even as a shell of himself, he still averaged 16-8 in the last couple of years of his NBA career, which is a lot more than you can say about our boy Draymond Green. So, yeah, I'm not here for the Charles Barkley slander. I will not tolerate it. All right, real quick, Stars Bars. Jim Nill spoke to the media today, and what did we learn from the Stars general manager?
So a lot of the frustration that I'll have with hockey is their ability to not be honest about what injuries are.
Very vague.
Vague is perfect. And listening to Jim Nill today, I see where he's coming from because he still wants to have talks. He's done a lot of exit interviews with everybody and not that they're leaving, but just, hey, end of season interviews. And a lot of his answers were, you know, we're going to look at it. And then the other side of that coin is the excuses of injury. Mm-hmm. But there is a full list. And thank you, Abby Jones, for tweeting this full list of everybody. So Mikko Rantanen, like, and what I was saying is like there was underlings that he was still playing injury. He was coming. So coming back from an MCL tear, not a sprain. But an MCL tear.
Yeah.
And so he's not going to have surgery. He's healthy. But that's what he was playing with. And so he said he's probably about 50% that entire playoffs.
Which makes sense. I mean, there was nothing about Miko's game that looked like the guy that we all watched a year ago.
Yep.
Dominate the playoffs.
Rupe Hintz. So he was injured. He double tore his hamstring.
Oh, my goodness.
And that right there is a crazy thought to have, is that you're double tearing your hamstring. Well,
so he tore it not once, but twice?
Not once, but twice. So he re-injured the hamstring in that little move that happened, and that's why he was not able to play. Then you had Foxa. He had a ligament cut because he got stepped on, and it was the weirdest injury they said they've ever seen. Thomas Harley played with an ankle sprain in the playoffs. Oscar Back had a wrist injury and a shoulder sprain in the playoffs.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Leon Bischel had a shoulder strain in the playoffs. Huru, he was lifted with a high ankle sprain. He left in game five. So there was all these So again, the excuses, and again, I know you guys were coming after the Stars, and I understand that, especially the Stars fans out there, but I hate to say it, but injuries plagued this team, and that happens in hockey. That happens in sports in general, and I think that's what was so frustrating is that this kind of seemed to all happen right after the All-Star break. Excuse me, not the All-Star
Olympic break.
The Olympic break, and that's what was so frustrating is that you skated, and no pun intended, you just kind of skated into the playoffs. You weren't on a high. You weren't playing at a certain level, but that's because
You did win 5 out of 7 going into the playoffs. I mean, it wasn't like last year where they lost, 8 out of 10.
But you weren't playing world beaters or anything like that. They didn't look great. Look great. And that's what he was talking about. He's like, the Wild outplayed you darn near in every way, but during the regular season, you outplayed. They were top 10 in every stat except for penalty kill.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. I mean, there's 30 teams, and you're top 10 in every single stat but one. So, listening to him, there was frustration only because of we've heard this for so many years in a row, and that's what's so frustrating. And he said something that one of his staff had said, where the Wild hadn't made it to the playoffs to the second round, I think, in 11 years.
I was going to say, I heard since 2015.
And so they said that it was they had to win where we wanted to win. And I think that's a bad feeling, because this felt like, at least as a fan, where we're sitting on the edge of our seat, like, please, can we do something? Can we get past this? Can we have this? And then he also talked about the way that the playoff structure is.
Yeah.
And they were pushing, it's like, well, is it not enough in the league? Does the league not care enough? Like, ownership and everything like that, do they not care enough to push to make a change? And he just kind of says, we don't know how to change it, which I hate.
Yeah.
Literally do everything else.
And I get it. I mean, because it was a constant refrain that, you know, why do we have to play the Wild? I mean, what's the point of being the second best team in the West when
you have to play the third best team?
So, I mean, you know, from a sports talk radio standpoint, it's like, hey, play who's in front of you. But from a fan standpoint, it's like, no, it's not fair.
Which in every other sport,
they
do it to where the best faces the worst. And I say air quotes that,
right?
Because, you know, you're making a playoff.
The lowest seed.
Exactly. So that's a frustrating thing, which we'll get into. I don't want to. I have a weird sports driven good news, so I'm not going to get into it too much. But like, there were positives that he brought, so I was very happy for that.
Maverick Bork.
Exactly. So there's Robo. They were asked about Robo. He wants Robo to be back on this team. He wants to get Maverick Bork re-signed for this team.
Yeah.
And then the thought of Jamie Benn was addressed. Jamie Benn, there's things as a fan that I'm watching, and I'm like, I don't think he's good at hockey anymore.
Father Time's undefeated, man.
But the respect that he has in the locker room is different, and I where I think that is valid, and I think that's there. It scares me as a fan when you're trying to push past this glass ceiling that we've made for ourselves.
Right.
Maybe it's best if we say, hey, we need to move on. But I don't know.
But here's the thing too, and speaking of the Jamie Benn part of it, he's not going to say in the end of season wrap up.
Of course, you're not going to be like, "Hey, we're," because he didn't, because they tried to get him to talk about, "Hey, who's the potential?" Well, I'm not going to divulge that. Offense or defense? I'm not going to divulge. Like, there's
and that's
like,
fair. I mean, he's
exactly.
And plus, you learned after last year, Oh, right?
Sure.
I mean,
you don't want,
I mean, you don't want Pete DeBoer 2.0.
And I don't think anybody deserved to be thrown under the bus this season. I think the team was what was frustrating, was the team wise.
I think two things are at play here when it comes to this Dallas Stars team. And I mentioned this last night, and it was, and I'll cite the gentleman that said it during KNC. I think it was the Wings broadcast, but he was talking about the Stars. It might have been the Stars, but I don't know. I don't remember who it was, but he made a great point. Florida, Edmonton, and Dallas have all played the most hockey in the last 4 years. Edmonton and Dallas both get knocked out in the first round, and both of them look tired.
Yeah.
And Florida didn't even make the playoffs this year. I don't think it's a coincidence. All right. I do not think it's a coincidence. And I think there's something to be said in professional sports where, and this is where when you look at a guy like a LeBron James, it makes what he's done that much more incredible is, I mean, you've played two extra seasons, or an extra season almost, than everybody else has just in playoff hockey, right? And that adds up.
Which is another level of hockey, too.
Which is another level. I mean, we could all agree postseason anything is 10 times more intense than the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And then you couple that with the fact that your best players were hurt or nursing serious injuries. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say it was inevitable. But and then I dive back to what he said. You just had a hungry Minnesota team.
Yeah,
like they and they were great,
and they played. They took advantage of.
They played
issues.
Like they had
exactly.
Nothing to lose, you know.
Exactly.
And I think with Dallas, they played like a team that they weren't just happy to be there, but they looked like a team that was. Man, we're gearing up, we're ratcheting up, and you know, there's sometimes when you know you hit that final 100 meters, and you know you don't have any kick left. And the Minnesota did, right? Now, I'm going to go back to something I've told you for the last few days. I don't know that you're beating Colorado anyway. And I get it. They play them tougher in the regular season. But right now, sometimes teams just seem like it's their year. And right now, Colorado looks like they can't be stopped.
But that's what I thought about Colorado last year.
Yeah.
And then we beat them. That's where, again, it's one of those.
Well, but Miko go ham, though, last
which
year,
is
too.
I agree. But that's why I say I think hockey is a different animal.
Yeah.
It's just a – like, because the Wild were – I don't want to say disrespected, but they were not put up as this – you know, contender, because they were like, well, Dallas and Colorado, that's the kind of thing. And now you watch the Wild play, and they took it to Dallas. So.
And I think it was something that was said. I can't remember if it was you that said it or I heard it somewhere else. You know, your midseason acquisitions didn't perform the same way their midseason acquisitions
did. No, they talked both to Bunting and Myers. Myers been around.
Yeah.
He knows what he did wrong. He had moments where he played phenomenal. Great. But you don't always get remembered for those moments. You also get remembered for a pass that you sent directly to a Wild player that, you know, results in a goal. So
it's not going to get it done. Where are you taking us next?
We got some good news, and I want to drive some sports good news into us because I haven't done a sports good news in a while.
No.
So I'm going to try to turn the table on this negative Dallas Stars talk, negative Rangers talk, Mavericks and Cowboys next on The Fan. This segment of The Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
All right, all right, all right. It is The Fan After Dark. The Carolina Hurricanes are up 4-1. On the Philadelphia Flyers, looking to take a 3-0 series lead. And then, by the way, Rangers lost today. That stinks. But we feel confident, boys, because we're going to have a strong fan presence at Globe Life Field. I'm excited. This will be my first time at Globe Life this year, this season. You've got G-Bag out there tomorrow. Out in the Comerica backyard. So G-Bag will be there tomorrow. Brian Broaddus will be back. Congratulations to his son Bennett for graduating. He was there showing love to his son. And then Unc Radio will be in full effect on Sunday as the three-time Hall of Famer, Chris Arnold, and myself will be out there for Sunday. Probably hang around a little bit, watch a little Cubbies, watch a little DeGrom do the damn thing. On a Sunday afternoon, on Mother's Day, because my mom's in Kansas, so.
Get to see PCA go yard?
Maybe.
Yeah. Before you start your good news, because I want to give you your full time, we were just talking about the Hansa virus. I sent Trevor a clip
of the antivirus?
Pretty much. Whether it's good or bad news, I guess we'll have to wait and see. I didn't hear the clip. I just saw who was talking. I thought it'd be appropriate.
You're talking about the lady from the World Health Organization? Seems for me to say.
Somebody a little bit higher in rank. We'll just see what he has to say.
Yes, I have. Well, I think you're going to be told everything and you already have. It's very much, we hope, under control. It was the ship, and I think we're going to make a full report about it tomorrow. We have a lot of people, a lot of great people are studying it. It should be fine. We hope. I hope not. I mean, I hope not. We'll do the best we can, yeah.
Wow, that's... Whew, feel a lot better after hearing that. We hope. We'll be fine, I hope.
I mean, he even added, he was done. I mean, we hope.
No, we hope.
Please
we
don't
hope.
Quote me on that.
We hope. We hope. That's a little nerve-wracking.
Trevor's good news.
Who likes good news, everyone? Then good news, everyone!
Good news, everyone! Thanks, Blake. Mm. Boy, golly, man.
I wanted to get that out. I didn't want to mess you up in the middle. I was like, let me just do that.
We could have just wait. We could have done it in the final thing. Like,
I'm sorry.
It can only get better from here.
But this is the part.
Do you have hantavirus?
Do I have it?
No. We're already winning.
Wow. Look at us.
But if someone in this office has it, two people in Texas do have it.
They're isolating.
We've learned.
We hope.
We've learned from this, right? You know? So this is the man, golly, hantavirus into what I'm trying to.
Gene Hackman's wife died of hantavirus a year ago.
It's
been around.
I think we're thanks social media for blowing this crap up.
Well, the Andes version is person to person.
Mind you, there's no vaccine.
There wasn't one for COVID either.
Well, can we, man? God dang it, Blake. I love you, you bum. Anyway, good news, everyone.
7 million people died from COVID.
All right. Well, this is going to be a sports-filled good news, and we're going to.
And yet, nobody died from the flu that entire time. Mm-hmm. What a coincidence. Anyway, continue.
I think more people died from the flu.
Yeah, but no, there was a period. Literally, there was like in Washington, for instance, there was like a 6-month period where nobody died from the flu, but everybody died from COVID. Do you realize at one time, if you just had COVID and say you died in a car accident, they put you down as dying of COVID?
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's wild.
Yeah.
So
those 7 million,
fudging the numbers.
And that was a 1% mortality rate with COVID. This one's got a higher mortality rate, just saying.
Well, Gavin was talking about it. Did you ever play, was it Contagion or Pathogen? Paranoia. It's a mobile app where you became a virus or a bacteria and you tried to kill the whole world.
Became a virus?
I mean...
I played
Retro Bowl, but that was just football.
It's a fun game because you get to give people like a cough and you get to watch your... Well, you could watch your virus.
That's what's wrong with the world is games like that.
No, but it gives you information. How it is blood in the stool. Wow, that triggers something big. I don't want that to have my virus because I want it to be under the radar. I want everybody to just have a cough and a sneeze until, a sudden kidney failure. Mm. So,
AKA hantavirus.
There you go.
We're going to be all right.
Anyway, good... Good news, everyone.
Good news, everyone.
All right, so what I'm trying to do here is, and this is what I've been trying to do as a sports fan.
What are you trying to do?
Because I feel like I have given myself a
the
negative.
Hantavirus?
Say virus one more time.
Said don't tell Rudy Gobert.
Oh, boy. I remember that.
I've been real negative on sports in Dallas.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to, I've had this thought all day today of changing to a positive. Like, I'm going to bring some good news here. So I'm going to go, this is not necessarily low-hanging fruit, but this is the hardest one for me.
Okay.
Is being positive on the Rangers.
Hmm.
So I'm going to try to bring you some good news here,
hell,
at least from my
perspective. That's to go after.
Well, that's why I'm touching everybody. I'm touching everyone.
Mm, go ahead and mark that.
I'm not marking anything. Except for the Rangers. They're 17-20.
I was about to say something.
They're only 2 games back.
I mean, that's the
in the division.
The AL West is a bleep show.
It is wide.
We broke down
open.
Last night.
The Athletics are the best team, and they're still figuring things out because their bullpen is garbage.
Yeah.
Their pitching rotation is garbage.
But they can hit, though.
But they can hit. And this is where I will swing back the other way. We've got 120 games left in this season. They're about in the ballpark of 120 games. Brandon Nimmo was, as long as we don't put Jock Peterson in outfield.
Good God.
Then I think we're going to be all right. But Brandon Nimmo's coming back.
Yeah.
So our best hitter as of right now. I think Seager will figure.
Whoa. Who's our best hitter as of right now?
Well, Nimmo, before Josh Jung got caught on.
Josh Jung's been.
Listen, Josh Jung's my guy. That was the Fan After Dark pick. So wow, before we
pick,
go anywhere.
What a pick.
I know. This is what I'm saying. Trevor knows
everybody
ball.
Was hating on him.
Trevor, I was hating on him.
You called him Jungle Cat. We said who's going to bounce back first, Jungle Cat or you? I think that was the thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, what came back? What would bounce back sooner, Josh Jung at the plate or Trevor's dating life?
Well, Josh Jung's about to be a Hall of Famer at this rate, and Trevor
is going to be with Neo the Robot.
Doing an Oklahoma drill.
As long as I can hold
O.
hands fine, I'll be all right. I'll survive.
You and Mike Vrabel.
If you had 20 bands, would you get the robot? Like
no.
Laying around?
No. No, I told you no.
He wouldn't even go get a haircut if he had 20 grand.
That was
I
good.
Did, listen, I did get a haircut yesterday before we go anywhere.
Where'd you get it at?
Floyd's.
Okay.
Floyd's Barbershop.
Well, what do they charge?
Mine was $10.
Really?
Well, I literally, it was just the trim, and I think the girl liked me.
Is she 70?
What?
She asked way too many questions.
What? I mean, that's their job, Trevor.
Fred, she's like, listen, he asked me what I wanted on the top.
Their job,
I was having a good
Trevor.
Day.
Listen.
Their job is to ask you questions.
Listen,
their job
is to be friendly. You think I'm not charismatic? You think
I know
I'm not,
you're charismatic.
You
know, no.
Think?
Nobody thinks that.
No.
But Trevor.
Au contraire, mon frère. We know. You're a bag of delight.
We know that. That's why we're so hard on you.
But well, okay, give me an example of a question she asked that wasn't just perfunctory conversation.
She had asked me like what I do, and I
that's
no,
pretty normal.
I'm surprised you didn't drop
wow,
a page right
how
there.
How about you let me finish before we start jumping on here?
She
right?
asked me what I do for work.
No,
okay.
It was the excessive touching is where it
of your
went.
Head.
No, listen.
Where was she touching you?
Listen.
We're listening. We're listening.
I know, but I don't like where
same
you're
the
going.
Body part.
Give us
so
the
she
good,
asked
this
me.
This is the best good news ever. Go ahead.
This, I'm not even going to get to any of it, but it is what it
this
is.
Is.
It's
way
fine.
Better.
It's just all opinionated
nobody
stuff.
Cares about the Rangers. Continue.
Why? Because I have other things. This
you,
is what I'm
you,
saying.
You, this girl liking you is way more important. Is
but
way
then,
better
no.
good news than
so
the Rangers.
So she basically asked me, like, what do you do? And I was like, yeah. Oh, I do this and this. Yeah. And then she's like, oh, my gosh, you do? Wow. And then the excessive touching on the shoulders. Of not and not the oh here let me I mind you all
mind
I'm
you
do,
mind you
mind you all I'm doing like this is shorter
yeah
that's literally
just trim
it.
In the back
I said
Trevor's
I said can you edge up my
still
neck
in the chair.
Yeah.
Can you get rid of like edge up my
that's
like taper
it.
My sideburns
clean up the sides in the back
and trim just the edges because
there
I'm trying
go.
To grow it all to get an even length
okay.
And the amount of touching on my shoulders
seemed
of like
a bit excessive.
Oh my gosh. It's like oh yeah. Like yeah
did you get
know?
Turned on.
No, what? No. Because she said she had four kids, and that immediately
was
shut
she
it down.
It's probably why she was touching you so much.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
She probably thought you were
like,
one of her kids.
Because like, then she started giving way too much information about like her personal life.
Yeah.
And now, again, she could be one of those people, but I think because normally.
How old is she?
You look like the kind of guy that would take on a woman with four kids,
no,
is what it comes
taking,
down
no.
to.
How old
I'm
is
not
she?
Saying you would. But in her, how old? There you go. How old was she, give or take?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Oh,
I mean,
come
I mean,
on.
Like an average.
Give
was
me
she
a ballpark.
Under 50, mid 30s. That'd
okay.
be the ballpark.
Okay, so your age.
Yeah, that's what okay. I'm saying. Like I think
so
there was that.
Yeah. So,
but the
I
biggest,
tell.
You know, the biggest, you know, one of my, it's not a pet peeve. One of my no's. One of my, what do we call them?
Deal breakers.
Deal breakers
is four kids.
Take it, well, that's listen,
one of mine.
And it sucks that I might be on more on Blake's. Side on like I don't
what,
know if
no
I can
kids
do,
oh yeah, I look I don't disagree at all
but she had tattooed on eyebrows
see I that's not I mean was it
like, they were faded
like I'm saying it was noticeable like
yeah,
so
yeah.
Walk
yeah.
In.
That okay. was that was the thing like she didn't come with makeup that day she wasn't unattractive don't
right.
get me wrong she
right.
was not unattractive
did you go on a date with her yes or no
if she didn't have four kids probably
okay.
That's it. Like, there's.
What if she had three kids?
No, there's a no.
What if she had two kids?
No, no. Well, if she
one.
Had no kids,
what if she had one kid?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
What if all four
that's
kids
what I learned,
are by the
I
same
learned,
baby daddy?
All right, not that I learned. I knew. I know this girl that I'm trying to talk to. Yeah. She's got one.
Okay.
But she is definitely she is definitely one that I would she could have three kids and we'd talk.
Oh. So
she fits Trevor's style of like what Trevor likes.
Trevor, did you tell her about the virus you created?
You talk about these through the virus through these airways.
Have you played Pathogen on your phone?
I don't think
I try to keep it as secret as possible.
So how'd you guys leave it? I'll be back. Next time
I got it. Listen, because normally a haircut there, like the trim and everything like that, is about $30.
Oh.
Okay.
Like it's like she usually charges, or someone charges $25. Yeah.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah. And then I give usually a $5 tip.
Yeah.
It's usually $30. It was 10. She's like, you know, let's just do 10.
Would you tip her?
$5.
Okay.
I think that was a moment you should have tipped her at least 10.
No.
My bad.
What's my complaint about getting a haircut is spending money?
Well, you usually
$5
spend,
is my tip number for
you
haircuts.
You would have saved $10, Trevor. You usually spend 30 and she charged you 10.
Lord knows she needs it.
So giving her 20, you still save money.
Yeah, I want to save more money.
Oh, God, Trevor.
Listen, I'm not dating some girl with four kids. I'm sorry. It's not happening. Unless you're Olivia Munn, that's I'm sorry.
That's it. Speaking of which, friends and neighbors tonight.
Real picky this guy is.
I just
look, in fairness, you're not dating. I mean, I'm not going to.
I see no problem with it.
No, I have no problem with you not wanting to.
She didn't
to
have
date
a ring on her finger. Like
kids.
It was.
So were you kind of, what's this about until she said she had four kids? Or were you not?
Yeah, how did you know she had four kids? She bring that up herself?
That's what I'm saying. She started getting way more personal. I won't say way too personal because I'm a personal guy. I don't care. That didn't bother me. But she get way more personal than what you would normally expect.
But that's kind of, I mean, but that's more of a testament to you and the fact that, you know, it sounds like
she
might be a train
in the
wreck.
Shop?
Yeah.
What was her name?
I don't remember.
Wow.
Wow. What an experience.
I mean, this dude here.
Started with a K. I didn't remember that.
Kathy, probably.
Something like that.
Catherine. Nothing rings a bell. I mean, when did you get this haircut? 2 months ago?
I think because it's, I don't want to say it because of.
You think she's listening?
No, because of Tangerine.
What about it? Oh, you're saying it's similar to her name?
I think so.
Okay.
That's right. Like legit, I think that's what it is.
That's fair.
So it's more
Well, then she's off limits. A name can only be in one place.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, I think the four kids kind of disqualified her anyway.
Someone said, what if she had one kid, but it was from a killer?
That's the killer's name.
That's a callback right there.
9-4-0.
I appreciate that. Real quick, give us that one piece of good news outside. Do we think that
everyone's also saying you dropped the ball by not tipping more? By the way,
yeah,
like $5 is that's all right.
I don't disagree. You should have given her 10.
You should have given her 10. She gave you more than 50% off the haircut.
The haircut was less than 7 minutes.
That's not the point.
You know,
if you go to your homie and food's usually $30, it's like I got you for 10. Then you hook it up and tip them more. Not like, okay, I'm still going to tip you the same amount.
I'm because I'm a big believer that when, like for instance, when you order water with your meal, okay,
it's free.
It's free, right? Now here's kind of my barometric pressure on this.
I like that word.
If I get a server that kind of gives me a stank eye for ordering water. Yeah. Oh, don't cast aspersions on me because I want to be healthy and I don't want a soda.
And honestly, that's the smarter thing to do. You see people who actually make a lot of money, I'll do water.
And so what I'm going to do is, if you quit giving me the stank eye, guess what that did? That just freed up $5 in my budget for me to go ahead and apply that towards your tip. Exactly. Do you want the restaurant to have it or do you want to have it?
Yep.
So quit being ugly.
That's the same principle with the haircut.
That's it.
So instead of the
And she's got four kids. She needs it.
Can't throw an extra $5, Trevor?
Least you could do. Could have put that kid through, paid her babysitter for that day.
Trevor said, I get to save $15. Come on.
Yeah. Man. That's, listen.
It's karma.
It's karma.
It's karma, Trevor. Like, it's good mojo, man.
That's real good mojo.
It really is. Because it comes back to you.
Listen, I tip other people just fine. I don't want to get a haircut.
What, women on Harry Hines? What are we talking about? You tip other people.
Now you're making me out to be the bad guy here. This is why I don't like bringing it up.
This is the perfect opportunity.
This is the problem. Well, okay.
You don't like bringing it up
with you guys.
No, don't misconstrue.
I'm with you on the turning her down because she has four kids. No one's blaming you for that.
There was nothing. There wasn't a turn down. It was just, I think she made it cheaper because she thought I was there. I don't know.
And since she had four kids, you didn't want to tip her. If she'd have been hot, you would have thrown an extra tip.
Oh, yeah, you would have.
If she'd have been hot and you'd have been into her, you'd have given her the extra $5.
Okay, here's a question. We'll wrap it up with this.
We're fine.
Old girl from the other night. Would you tip her?
From the other night, hang on.
You know what I'm talking about. Don't play coy.
How long ago?
Just this past weekend. Miss Phone Number herself.
Oh no, she wasn't the server. This is what I'm saying. She came over to talk to me at a table that she was at.
She wasn't serving at.
Exactly.
You know what? That does make that even more impressive.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's just say her text energy sucks. It's awful.
Let's just hypothetically say she is your server, just for this hypothetical, so we can end the segment. What would you tip her?
Yeah, what would you have tipped her? Extra? Well,
that's what I'm saying. I'm a 20-plus guy.
20%?
Yeah. I'm always a 20-plus guy, because I get it. I understand serving.
Except for when she's got four kids and it's just giving you a cheap haircut. Coming up next!
I tip 50%!
You know what we're talking about.
Coming up next! We don't really have enough
Trevor's
time.
Trevor's hairstylist coming we really on. Don't.
What? We just got a phone call. She's got beef with Trevor. Let's see. When we come back, what did Peter Schrager have to say about Christian Parker? We'll talk about that and... Is Dakobe Durant going to give up the number? Lots more to discuss. Don't go anywhere. Your text messages and more right here on Fan After Dark.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Number one Chevy dealership in the world, 3 years straight. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 through 2025.
From the 817, LOL, Trevor is the star of this show. I don't disagree. I do not disagree.
We just vicariously live.
Bask in your glow. We bask in your glow.
My glow?
Your glow, yes.
Now we appreciate
yes.
you.
You don't get that?
Yeah. Your aura.
Aura, yeah.
Yeah, you like that word.
Yeah, bask in your glow, okay? You know what? I'm going to use the words I use, okay?
Fred's getting mad.
Yeah, I am.
Didn't like
I am.
The word.
Wow, you don't like my word glow?
I am.
What's next? You can come after my nicknames?
You know what? Your ass. How about that?
He said the nicknames thing.
What's that?
He said you're going to come at my nicknames next?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
You get Reba up here, 2v1.
Bring it. Bring it.
Oklahoma drill.
Women on Harry Hines, 214.
I sent you two Twitter clips.
Twitter clips.
This is
Twitter clips.
Colin Cowherd talking about Kevin Durant, and then a new credit card that came out that makes gambling even easier.
From the 469, can we get a remote at a College Station tattoo studio?
I got you. Sure. Call Tim Collins.
Hold up.
Golly. Hey.
Hold up.
Love it. From the 817, from the 832, throwing shade at Trevor. Definitely see why he's single. Mm. Your response.
Why? How? What do you mean? That's what I want to know.
Ask the texter.
What? How?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Answer, like, don't just say that and then.
He's surmising based on your last interaction.
I think he's saying that for the last segment. I think that's why he's saying it.
Yeah.
He didn't just randomly text that in the middle
of
the show.
For what?
Well, I mean, whether you agree or not, I mean, that's why he's sending that.
Yeah.
I was an upstanding, lovely gentleman. Thank you very much. That's why I think I got a $10 haircut.
They didn't say you were mean.
I said, but you see why I'm single? Well, because I didn't ask the four child woman on a date.
Wow.
When I'm trying to talk to a one child woman.
Oh. From the 832. It's the same guy. Okay, Trevor, go ahead and miss out on a great woman because she has four kids.
Listen, first off, hairdresser.
Don't start casting aspersions on hairdressers
That's up there with teachers, nurses, hairdressers. Those three.
Oh. And then far as freaky deaky? Hey now.
I'm trying to think. Have I ever with a hairdresser? Can't say that I have.
I just know a couple.
Yeah. Oh, and, look, hey. Hairdressers, wild.
And I got shot down by one long time. The funny thing is, the girl in high school.
All makes sense. It's coming back around.
No, this is just what happened. She happened to be a hairdresser when she grew up. We went out on a date, and she's just a weirdo.
Yeah. And you know, if anybody knows weirdos, it's you.
Darn right. I'm the right kind of weirdo.
Look, if she weirded you out... We know she was a weirdo.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. There's levels. There's levels to this.
What was the weirdest thing?
I knew that kid, right?
I slept with a woman that had armpit hair once, turned into a lesbian. Anyway, point being, what was it that weirded you out?
She made a comment about spit.
What was the comment? I guess that is a follow-up question.
We're going to keep it.
We got to keep it PG.
PG. I know it's late, but this, it's.
He said, spit on that thing.
No, it wasn't even anything. It was just, it was in that direction, obviously. Yeah. But
what
there
direction?
Was just some
up or down?
And this was at a time where I was not as open as I used to be.
Yeah.
Or that I am.
We know you're open now.
And so it was just a.
Made you take it back.
And so I just.
It's all right. What's she up to now? Do we know?
She had a husband,
okay,
divorced, two kiddos, and so
said Trevor missed out on free haircuts for life.
That's true. But now she's like, when she posts on Instagram, because we were high school friends,
she posts
on Instagram, and she just is like, she's always putting down her husband. Her former husband.
No one's got time for that.
And I'm just like,
don't be messy on social.
She's sitting there and she's like, I'm waiting in the car for my ex.
Yeah.
And like, it's just weird because she's like, we came to the police station because I didn't feel safe. And it's just like, and I'm like, and I don't want, he did not seem like that guy.
Yeah.
Could be.
Could
absolutely be. But the fact that, like, it's just one thing to not, like, I don't like doing it on socials.
Don't be messy on
socials. Stay off socials, man.
That's like, it, dude.
I get there's problems and that's totally fine, but man, that's, again, it's, an,
I'm with
again,
you.
It's another
no,
weird
I,
level
I, look,
of like.
I, you're preaching to the choir on that one, bro. You are preaching to the choir on that one. I certainly understand that. All right, coming up next, we're going to do extra credit. All right, extra credit, Mother's Day edition of extra credit coming up next. Then we've got Fatty's on the phone at 10:20, and then the final segment, we will bid adieu to each and every one of you because we will not be on tomorrow night. Extra credit, final hour of the show coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.